Arthur, brother and sister, Jesse. Tacoma Park, Maryland, July 19, 1904. Dear brother and sister Arthur, I am very much interested in you and your precious family. I am hoping that on my return to California, my health will permit me to spend one Sabbath at least with the Battle Creek Church. We feel very grateful to you for the help you have rendered in the settling up of the business of the Review and Herald. My dear brother and sister, let nothing separate you from your God. The Lord Jesus will be a present help to you in every time of need. The gift of speech is a wonderful talent. Never should it be misused. It is ever to be used to bear witness to the truth and to lead others to Christ. God's commandment-keeping people are to show to those in the world the power that the grace of Christ has to transform hearts defiled by sin. They are to work with hope and courage, seeing by faith the glory that awaits the overcomer. Every true Christian will follow Christ. Clear and distinct, the Savior's voice is heard. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Matthew 16, verse 24. So shall he be my disciple. See John 15, verse 8. The natural appetites and inclinations crave earthly pleasures, but those who love Jesus will bring these appetites and inclinations into harmony with his will. They have chosen to be on the Lord's side, and their lives are to stand out in vivid contrast to the self-seeking of worldlings. The tempter will come to them with his blandishments and bribes, saying, "All this will I give thee if thou wilt worship me." Matthew 4, verse 9. But they know that he has nothing worth receiving, and they refuse to yield to his temptations. Through the grace of God, they are enabled to keep their purity of principle unsullied. Holy angels are close beside them, and Christ is revealed in their steadfast adherence to the truth. They are Christ's minutemen, bearing as true witnesses a decided testimony in favor of his truth. They show that there is a spiritual power that can enable men not to swerve an inch from truth and justice for all the gifts men can bestow. Such ones, wherever they may be, will be honored of heaven because they have conformed their lives to the will of God, caring not what sacrifices they are called upon to make. Religion is not pretense. All shallowness must be avoided. Christian character is built by receiving and believing in Christ. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. John 1, verse 12. The true Christian carefully cherishes the truth, realizing that it is more precious than gold. He has an argument that is proof against all the assaults of the enemy. Nothing but the truth of God can meet the needs of the soul. This truth must be enshrined in the heart, becoming a part of the life. Thus an experience is gained that makes the soul watchful, careful to do nothing that would be out of harmony with the will of him who died that men and women might have eternal life. He was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. He knows how to succor those who are tempted. Satan is ever watching for a chance to corrupt the soul and spoil the integrity. He who is off his guard will be assailed and overcome. Our safety depends on having Christ as our Savior. The pardon that he gives brings rest and security to the soul. Let us be sure that we are rooted and grounded in the faith. Bible doctrines are precious to the soul because they contain holy principles. We must have a better, safer teacher than any man that lives can be, in order for our lives to be in accordance with the will of God. Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thine house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundation of many generations. And thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. And I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Isaiah 58, verse 6 to 14. I know that temptation will come to everyone. Unless the people of God heed his word, the enemy will come to them with his sophistries and will corrupt their faith. But Christ desires you, my dear brother and sister, to obtain precious victories every day. Do not allow the thought to come into your mind that human beings can work out their own salvation. Our growth in grace comes by daily seeking counsel of God and daily exercising faith in Christ. I will mention the loving kindness of the Lord and all the praises of the Lord, according to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercy, and according to the multitude of his loving kindness. For he said, Surely they are my people, children that will not lie. So he was their Saviour. In all their affliction he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity he redeemed them, and he bare them, and carried them all the days of old. Isaiah 63, verse 7 to 9. Brother and sister Arthur, may the Lord shield you and your children from every misleading influence. Make the word of God your counselor. Trust not in any human being, but trust in the Lord with all your heart. Leave your case in his hands. He will strengthen you and help you to walk uprightly. He will give his angels charge over you, so that evil angels shall not lead you to pervert the truth. The Lord will guide you if you will trust in him, and not in human beings whose feet are on sliding sand and whose hearts are not at rest. May God give you rest, assurance, and living faith. May he strengthen your faith in the living truth. May you be found of him, not having your own righteousness, but the righteousness that is of Christ. In love.